I'm always looking for new ideas, and earlier this week, I came across an Indonesian dish, coconut chicken from Bali, on chefs.com. I increased the amount on a few ingredients, swapped out the dried cilantro for fresh, and of course replaced the chicken with a vegetarian alternative, tofu in this case. I bought Twin Oaks tofu, which is made right in the Charlottesville area, from Virginia-grown organic soybeans. If I could gush for a moment, their plain, extra-firm tofu is just wonderful. I first had it at Pop's Ice Cream and Soda Bar in Roanoke in a tofu Reuben, which was just delicious. A few weeks later, I visited Oddfellow's Cantina in Floyd, where I had it again in a wrap with jasmine rice and peanut sauce. So this tofu was all over my radar when I was ready to make another tofu dish. I found it easy to cook with as well. It is so firm and doesn't seem to soak up and hold water like other tofu I've used. I didn't have to press it for a while before cooking. I just made sure to pat it dry. So here's what you need to make tofu Bali. No need to write this down. It will be on WVTF.org under News and Public Affairs. So what you need is 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 3/4 of a pound of tofu cut into bite-sized pieces. Did I mention it was Twin Oaks tofu? 1/4 of a cup of vegetable broth, 1/2 of a medium onion diced, 1 clove of minced garlic, 1 tablespoon of chopped fresh cilantro, 1/2 teaspoon of grated fresh ginger, 1/2 teaspoon of grated lemon peel, 1/4 teaspoon of cumin, 1/8 teaspoon turmeric, 1/2 cup of light coconut milk, 1/8 teaspoon of cayenne pepper, 1/2 tablespoon of tamarind paste. I found this at the Indian grocery store on Brambleton in Roanoke, and 2 teaspoons of water. Now, once you've assembled all of your ingredients, in a large skillet, you're going to heat the oil over medium-high heat. Add the tofu and cook for about 10 minutes, turning occasionally. You want to see it lightly golden on both sides. Remove the tofu and set it aside, and then heat your vegetable broth in the same skillet. Add the onion, garlic, cilantro, ginger, lemon peel, cumin, and turmeric, and cook for about 5 minutes. You want to stir in the coconut milk and pepper at that point. Combine the tamarind paste and water in a small bowl. And then after you've mixed that up and kind of thinned out the paste a bit, you want to stir it into the sauce in the skillet and bring it to a boil. And then simmer until thickened, which should be another 7 to 10 minutes. Put the tofu back in the pan and stir well to make sure it is completely coated with the sauce. Leave it on low for another 2 to 3 minutes and serve over rice. This makes 2 pretty hearty servings. Now, if you have any questions about this recipe or any others I've shared, you can email me at wvtfveggie@gmail.com. That's wvtfveggie@gmail.com. And have a great week.